Recorded Books presents a Lone Star audio production. Semi-Tough by Dan Jenkins. This unabridged recording is narrated by L.J. Ganser and directed by Stephen Mosbleck. This book is copyrighted 1972 and 2006 by Dan Jenkins. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Lone Star Audio. Celebrating the work of great writers from Texas. Billy Clyde Puckett, star halfback with the New York Giants, has come with his team to Los Angeles for an epic duel with the despised dog-ass Jets in the Super Bowl. But Billy Clyde is faced with a dual challenge. Not only must he try to run over a bunch of malevolent incarnates, but he's also been commissioned by a New York publisher to keep a journal of the events leading up to, including, and following the big game. And now, Semi-Tough.
Part 1. Good Old Pals. I could halfway fall in love, for part of a lonely night, with a semi-pretty woman in my arms. From Nothing Much to Want, a song by Elroy Blunt. I guess by now there can't be too many people anywhere who haven't heard about Billy Clyde Puckett, the humminest sumbitch that ever carried a football. Maybe you can find some communist chinks someplace who don't know about me, but surely everybody in America does if they happen to keep up with pro football, which is what I think everybody in America does. That and jack around with somebody else's wife or husband. Anyhow, Billy Clyde Puckett turns out to be me, the book writer who is writing this book about his life and his loves and his true experiences in what you call your violent world of professional football. I happen to be writing it in my spare time between running over a whole pile of niggers in the National Football League. And let me get something straight right away which bothers me. Just because I may happen to say nigger doesn't mean that I'm some kind of racist. One of the big troubles with the world of modern times, I think, is that somebody is always getting hot because somebody else says nigger instead of negro. Because of this very thing, I said nigger just now to get your attention. It seems to have a certain shock value. But I don't think nigger in my heart. Not the way some people do when they mean a nigger is a lazy sumbitch who won't block or tackle or wash dishes fast enough. It's just a word, anyway. Nigger, I mean. It's just a word that some dumb...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?